It's Monday, May 12th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. There's a huge part of the Nick Hogan reckless driving conviction that the mainstream media seems to be ignoring, and I, for one, can't figure it out. A judge in Florida said that the 17-year-old son of wrestler Hulk Hogan should serve 8 months in jail for reckless driving. Nick Boella, also known as Nick Hogan, was let off to begin his sentence immediately after the ruling on Friday afternoon. He will also be on 5 years of probation, and he will lose his driving privileges for 3 years. Authorities say that in August, Boella was racing a friend in his father's sports car when he clipped a curb, spun out of control, and slammed into a palm tree. The impact left his friend John Graziano critically injured and in need of a lifetime medical care. Boella pled no contest to the reckless driving charge, but what we're not hearing is that John Graziano wasn't wearing his seatbelt. Right now, there's a national campaign in Canada and the United States called Click It or Ticket. They may need to change that to Click It or Die. I'm Dana Pretzer.